This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. One particular segment that we absolutely love because everyone loves it. It's, well...
Second date update.
Whoop, whoop. A.K.A. ghost hunting.
Yeah. I know. How's it been going for you, by the way, Shady?
So I'm just going to throw this out there really quick. So I've been in the dating world in Madtown for a little bit now since February. And,
right.
It seems to me that I have not sustained a relationship, and I have females that ghost me all the time, and I would like to know what's going on.
I don't
with
get it.
I know. I don't. You know.
You're adorable.
It happens, and I could do the sexy voice anyway. So we're here to help out Stefan and Brittany today.
Yes. Right? Particularly with Stefan. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Thanks.
Good. Well, thanks for calling in and kind of letting us help you with this second date with Brittany. Tell us all about it.
Well, we met on online, and we took her out to the Red Rock Saloon. I don't know if you guys know it, but pretty cool bar.
Yeah.
We seemed to be hitting it off. I mean, we were having drinks. Everything seemed fine. I went and texted her the next day. No response. The following day, I gave her a call. No response. I haven't heard from her since. I'm just kind of curious why. I mean, I thought everything went well. I hope she's okay. I don't know. Everything seems fine.
So you guys met on Tinder, which is, everybody meets on Tinder nowadays, and it's hard to believe it or not. I'm just going to say really quick, congratulations, Stefan, for getting a date on Tinder. It's not that easy. So you guys, you went and you got a drink at Red Rock Saloon, and so you guys had a good time there, had a few drinks, listened to some tunes, and then, so how'd the date end?
I don't know. She got a little quiet, I don't know. That was about it. And then she just was like, "Oh, I gotta get up early tomorrow, in the morning." So she grabbed an Uber and this took off. But
so, is there anything within your conversation that you felt like maybe I shouldn't have said that?
No. I mean, I was having a great time. I kind of like to have a good time, and I think showing her that I like to have a good time, and I don't know.
Wayne's World, part of time, excellent.
So no action towards the end? A hug, a kiss? She just took off in an Uber?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
All
right.
Oh, that's rough.
So how long has it been?
It didn't seem weird, though, to me. I don't know. Okay.
Well, yeah, for some people, they just keep it, platonic until the second time. How long has it been, then, since you've last spoken with her?
It's been about 4 days now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Well, that's not too bad.
Four. Less than a week.
Yeah, less than a week.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
You're good.
All right.
All right. Well, let's not wait any longer. Stefan, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's do this.
Hello?
Hi, Brittany.
Yeah.
Hi, sweetie. My name is Krista and Shady. We're with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. And Madison, you're on the radio.
What it do? Hi.
Whoa. Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh,
we're good.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we're calling you, though, because there's someone that just absolutely was just, taken by your beauty. And that was Stefan. Do you remember going out with him?
Stefan.
Unfortunately,
met on Tinder. Unfortunately.
Oh,
girl. So what happened? You guys went on a date at Red Rock, met on Tinder. He said you guys had a really good time at the date, and then you kind of just got in an Uber and disappeared.
Maybe he was just blacked out and doesn't remember.
Oh, maybe he was by drinking?
It was awful. Yeah. So I guess he suggested. So we met on Tinder fun conversation, whatever.
Right.
We decide we're going to meet up at this bar that, he suggested. By the time I get there, he's already, gone.
Incapacitated?
I'm talking, 10 drinks in, shots, ordering shots for, people around us, and then getting mad at them, aggressively yelling at people. Some dude tried to get a drink by me and he got mad, trying to pick fights with everybody.
That's not how it went. That's not how it went down. I didn't get in the fight with this guy. He was okay. He was all right. I bought him a drink because he was a good guy. Bullshit.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
Brittany.
Of course, that's Stefan, Brittany, as you couldn't tell.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So, Stefan,
okay? And you don't start telling,
is he drunk
bullshit.
Right now?
Stefan, are you slurring your words a little bit?
Kinda.
No, I'm just,
oh, okay.
No.
I'm
slurring my words. I'm a little bit tired.
Oh, okay.
You're a little bit tired.
Yeah. She's a liar.
Oh, wow.
You sound a little aggressive, Stefan.
No, she's a freaking liar. I don't know why I even wanted to talk to her.
Well, put away the vodka.
Oh, no. This is no joke. This isn't actually.
Yeah.
This ain't vodka.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so Stefan, obviously she just thought you were way too intoxicated and being rude to everybody.
You're an intense guy.
Yeah, I wasn't intoxicated. Yeah. I'm not intoxicated at all.
Well, you're not intoxicated. Even if you're intoxicated, you're kind of aggressive, you know? Just a little bit. You know, poor little Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany, did you seem like put back or like afraid or like did you, you know, kind of have an anxiety over it?
Yeah, no, I just left. Like, if he was going to be like that at the bar, I've just met him. Like, yeah. Giant red flag.
Right.
Like, just red. Everything was red.
Stefan, has anybody ever, like, called you out on this before?
No.
Okay.
That's surprising.
Just curious. Yeah. All right. Well.
Stefan, I suggest that you, you sit yourself down. And relax and smoke a doobie.
I'm sitting.
And, you know, sitting. To kind of, you know, relax, just doobie it up. And then, Brittany, you know, find a guy that, you know, what's going to treat you better.
We don't promote doing doobies.
Okay. You know what? Well, yeah. Anyway, hugs, not drugs.
Mm.
Anyway, but and then, Brittany, you should definitely find somebody that's not going to scream at you the entire
Shady
day.
Shady won't, and he's available, and he's on Tinder.
So, I don't think a second date is going to happen, but we always ask Brittany and Stefan.
Definitely not.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
Yeah,
see, all right, there it is.
No, you don't even have to.
Clear as a vodka bottle.
Don't check me, boo. Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, honey, it is time for the juiciest of gossip when it comes to our favorite network, of course, is Bravo.
Yes, honey, yes.
Now we've thrown in some ABC because everybody loves themselves The Bachelor.
Oh, yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's kick it off, Tracy, with The Bachelorette, shall we?
Okay, yes, we shall.
Woo! Lots of fun stuff happening with Becca. Mm. It's all about forgetting names.
Yes.
People falling off their beds, models getting into fights.
Can't wait.
Here you go. Here's a beautiful clip of that night.
We have Jean, David, Colton.
Jason.
Oh, my God. Colton. Jason. Okay, no. Coming from his leg. Okay.
Heartbroken.
I know Jason's name.
No, you don't.
Jason.
It's funny you think I'm a joke. I'm a well-meaning model.
Oh my God, this guy kills me.
I have an image, and if you're trying to tear down my image in my 3-year contract with them, it's actually pretty serious.
One of your guys was rushed to the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
And he's in intensive care.
Wait, what? Who is it?
David is who got hurt. Busted nose, busted face.
Yes.
It happened. It's drunk.
Oh my God. Who did that?
He fell out of bed. And landed on his face.
Oh my gosh. Like, are you kidding? Okay, so first of all, I think it's really funny. It's true. She forgot one of the contestants' names because she was such
As she should.
As she should.
There's so many of them, Krista.
That's right. Listen, she had all her girlfriends show up. They were going to give, the guys were going to give massages to her girlfriends.
Yes.
Of course, her one girlfriend is there, Tia.
Tia.
Who our man decided to date at one time.
Colin, my favorite.
God, he's hot.
He is so cute.
Yes. Yeah, he's hottest. So anyway, she forgets, you know, Jason's name
because
she's all worried that maybe Tia and Colton maybe have a thing together.
Right.
But, lo and behold. Also, it's kind of funny, though, that Jordan did some damage control about, what is going on with his $4,000.
Oh, I know.
Or
his 4,000 Tinders?
Yes.
Tinder matches?
Yes.
And why would you bring that up?
Yes.
Not
cool, dude.
He is a mess. Yeah, he's a mess.
I'm sorry. I really think he's not there for the right reason.
Tinder matches, which means you have to be on Tinder, right, to be matched.
It really means you don't have a life.
Right.
Because, you have to click on that many people.
Yeah.
He's hilarious
and
to me.
100% match.
Yeah.
Rate.
Hilarious. Wow.
Yeah. He's a catch.
He's a catch.
He's a Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina model, honey.
Yes, honey. Yeah.
I believe Wilhelmina is also out in Chicago. So the agent is out there as well.
Yes.
It was very nice to see Becca and Chris having a Richard Marks session together.
Oh my gosh. When they walked in the room and Richard Marks was there, I used to love me some Richard Marks.
Yes, honey.
Yeah, that was really sweet. How romantic.
It was really sweet.
Yeah, he's not the one for her.
I know.
And then they had to write a love song, which cracked me up.
And then, of course, David had to go to the hospital because he fell out of his bed.
Can we talk about this real quick?
Okay, please do so.
So all of a sudden, you see him being pulled out on a stretcher, and you're like, you're thinking Jordan went in the room and just beat him up or something. That's what I thought. No, he fell out of bed face first. How do you fall out of bed?
He was drunk.
Girl.
He was cranked up.
Fell out of bed. He's in intensive care. Then he calls Becca all cheery. I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I just fell out of bed.
Ridiculous. Hilarious. That was a really good night. A really good night.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to The Real Housewives of New York. That was on last night. Yeah. I'll tell you what, girl. It opened up with Jill Zarin's funeral for Bobby. Yeah. Very sad.
I loved Bobby.
Bobby was such a great guy.
Yeah.
Totally in love with Jill.
You could tell as a couple, though, that they had a connection. They were so strong. I love them together.
They were beautiful.
Yeah.
So, of course, that was probably the biggest moment of the show was that. And then Bethany and Jill. Reuniting. Yeah. It's been forever since they've been talking.
I know. And isn't it interesting, though? Like, Bethany right now is kind of out with most of the girls.
Yes.
The other girls.
Yeah.
And now Jill and her, you know, because Bethany kind of cut her off.
So. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Also, what happened through the night, Luann chatted with Bethany to let her know that she stayed in rehab over New Year's Eve.
Okay,
That's what happened. She says it's the most humbling experience she's ever had.
Yes.
Ramona is renovating her entire home.
Okay.
Tinsley.
Oh, Lord.
Tinsley mom comes to see her, brings her a bill. Guess what the bill was for?
What is the bill for?
She needs to pay for her frozen eggs.
What?
Yes, girl, she's got some frozen eggs that need to be paid for. That costs money to keep those suckers on chill.
Oh my God.
Also, they decide to go wedding dress shopping.
For what? I'm sorry, did she get engaged and I missed that episode?
No, she is not engaged to Scott.
I missed an episode.
Yeah, they literally, her mom went shopping. I don't even understand
like how some of these women...
Oh, it's hilarious. This was the best part of the wedding shopping experience. Tinsley decides to call the doctor and let them know, hey, I'm going to be giving you my credit card number for my frozen eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
And guess what the doctor does?
What?
He shows her a picture of her frozen eggs, and she starts
to
bawl.
Shut up.
Yes, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
This was her and her mom. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Those are my children.
You do Tinsley really well.
Thank you. Children, I just don't know what to say. It's like looking at my children.
And he's seriously dating. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he has no idea.
Scott. He doesn't?
No, Scott doesn't know that she's looking at wedding gowns and that she's got her babies on.
He knows that she's crazy.
Well, yes, okay. Honey.
Yes.
That's how it is. So
that was
really fun. So anyway, that was the gist of that.
That's why she's on the show.
That's exactly right. Yeah. All right, let's move on now to someone that we absolutely adore, and that's Kim Zolciak.
Oh yeah, we adore her.
Girl.
Hot mess. Can I get a hot mess?
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
If you haven't heard the word, Kim Zolciak has a brand new song, ladies.
Yes, honey.
It is coming out. She was on Instagram to let us know all about this new song called Wig. Here she goes. Get ready for some hot mess.
Michael Beck's going to make my wig. Yeah, my wig. Yeah, my wig. I am gay.
Yeah. Yep. And that is her latest song to be hitting the airwaves called Wig that someone decided to write for her.
I would rather hear Tardy for the Party.
Oh, my gosh.
Obviously, Candy did not work on that song.
No, honey.
Mm-mm.
And get ready for that. Now, which we are all very excited is for this bad boy to come out. It's the OC.
Finally.
Woo. Here you go.
Waiting.
I know, it's so exciting. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is actually happening.
I can't let her talk to me like that. I'm not her husband, I'm not her child. The last thing in the world I thought that I would hear, I only care about myself. You don't know how to be a good friend.
No!
As God is my witness, I never meant to hurt you. I'm asking you if you will forgive me.
A lot of women don't have to work. But when I throw the attorney thing in there, like, no, girl, I'm not your typical housewife.
Oh, my God.
Gina, are you from, like, Long Island?
I'm like everybody's circus act.
I am Orange County until I open my mouth.
You sound stupid. I don't do stupid.
And then it's like, here I am, world. Nice.
Somebody's mad at you.
Somebody's mad at you.
Dirty.
Just can't do it anymore.
Don't even... blame it on me,
Shannon
Bajor.
Who has an SH in her name? She needs help.
So I'm going to do a goddamn straight jacket intervention right now. Stop screaming for one f***ing time in your life. And listen.
Who has an SH in their name?
Girl, I don't know. But it's good. So there you have it. We're super stoked about the Real Housewives of Orange County. Tracy, it's always a blessing.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl. And thanks there you have it. It's your reality check.
So nasty and so rude.
Download the podcast now.